Yep, I'm just going for. Oh, hold on. We went past a paragraph about Elvis having sex with people at a Star Trek convention.
Oh. Really?
That's new to me.
Never heard that before.
Let me see.
Elvis went to a Star Trek convention?
Really?
There are images of Elvis in erotic and sexual content. Elvis had sex with people, some of whom were dressed as Star Trek characters, including Mr. Spock in homoerotic poses.
Wow. Jesus. I didn't know the whole homoerotic thing. No.
I think that's what we had asked Marty Lacker about that pissed him off, right?
That was the final nail in that coffin, yeah. Huh. Elvis loved Star Trek, Elvis loved Pink Panther movies, and Elvis loved the Match Game.
It's unlikely Elvis would have had sex with aliens, so that's the lead into that.
All right.
If given the chance, since he was repelled by the idea of intercourse with blacks.
Huh.
When he once thought that Diana Ross had made a pass at him at a traffic light, he ran off like a scarred puppy.
Huh.
And when he believed that Scylla cheated on him with the famous black rock and roller, he was outraged. And as for Mr. Spock, forget it. No male visitors to the house was ever left alone in Elvis's company. You could not carry on a conversation with him, says Mac Davis. He always had four or five guys staring around at you, saying, don't mess up. One night I was there, and there was five guys in the Memphis Mafia, and one guy dressed as Mr. Spock.
Wow. Jeez. Weird.
Very odd.
Of course, it's the drugs, too.
The Elvis is gay rumor circulated again when he began playing Vegas in the 70s. There's no real evidence to support it. Elvis's deepest obsession after his mother seems to have been for Anne Margaret.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't argue with him there.
It's reasonable.
Hold on. Now I gotta. She goes on and says she loved babying Elvis.
Anne Margaret did?
Yeah. Here's the good part.
And Anne Margaret, everybody can agree, was one serious POA in the day.
Oh, yeah.